Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I want the Bruins to demolish. Like, I don't know why.
Why?
And I know they're like...
Because you're a Boston guy.
No. That's got nothing to do with it. It's just... I don't know. I like Boston. I do. And I like them because... And I even like Marchand. I like them all.
I like the Blues.
I just like them.
I like the Blues. They've never won 52 years. This is the fourth Stanley Cup they've been in. Haven't been in it since 1970. They got, like I said, three Saskatchewan boys. They were almost the Saskatchewan Blues back in the mid-80s when Bill Hunter tried to bring them here.
Yeah.
I'm going for the Blues tonight, and I think it has to be like this because they were the worst team in the NHL on January the 2nd, dead last. They were going to trade everybody. They fired their coach, and they come back, and
tried to trade everybody until there were refusals.
They might be the greatest story in NHL history if they win this cup tonight. Going from the worst team in the league to winning the whole thing. It's unbelievable.
Well, them are my Vegas Golden
Knights.
Yeah,
your Vegas Golden Knights.
Since the beginning. But I think, I honestly, I don't know how. I think Boston's just going to pull it out tonight. Like, I don't think.
Blues 3-2.
I don't know. I don't
Schwartz,
think so.
He gets a goal and a helper.
I'm thinking Boston 5-2.
Really?
Like, I think it's going to be a blowout. Oh, I do.
It's too bad because I hate that puke Marchand.
Well, I'm not saying I'm right.
Although I will tell you this, I do have a lot of...
I love the way he plays. He does it on purpose.
I do love what Chara's done. 42 years old, broken face, and he's still playing. Come on. NBA guys are crying because he got a hamstring or something, and this guy is playing with a broken jaw. Like, he is sucking soup through a straw.
I will tell you right now, if they don't do some sort of documentary on this particular time in sport, like right now, we are in the thick of it.
Yeah.
You think about it. The NBA Finals, people want to pay attention to both right now.
Yeah.
That never happens, especially in Canada.
In Canada, you're right.
In the U.S., nobody cares about the hockey,
and nobody's really, it's the lowest rated basketball
final.
Right,
so it'll be a CBC documentary.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're giving you guys a chance to come golfing with us every week. And this time around, Ballsy's taking a crew out today, Deer Valley.
No, I don't have any clubs. I don't have any clubs. I don't have clubs now.
Did you get clubs there?
Well, I'm going to go rent some there.
Yeah,
I'm going to get clubs. I don't have balls. I don't have anything. And I haven't golfed in 2 years. So good luck, Brad Sigmuth, and your gang.
You're nervous, though.
Well, yeah, I don't. I like golf. Like, I like the idea of golf.
Mm.
I like being out out getting some sunshine, hanging out with the fellas, whacking it around. But there is, and I don't mind standing in front of 500 people and talking. But I do not like standing over a tee box with three guys standing around. And in golf, the etiquette is to be quiet. Mm-hmm. So if they were just talking and laughing, I wouldn't care.
No.
Like, amongst themselves.
You get a good crew. You can talk and laugh while the person's hitting.
I'm just saying, it's like they're watching you, and it's like, and then you hit it, and it goes bloop, bloop, bloop off to the side.
It's fine. You just got to hit it past the ladies' tee, or you got to walk with your pants down.
Actually, the worst. Is that the rule?
Yeah.
Whew. Better wear some underwear today.
No. It's everything.
I will say this. It's not quite as bad as when you're line it up, you get ready to go, you wind up, and you miss the ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How many times have you done that?
And that hurts.
Oh, it hurts?
Like, it physically hurts.
It hurts everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You wrench your back.
Everything.
Your ego's bruised.
You know what, though? Even the best do it. I've seen some really good
golfers.
Really?
Because I've never seen Tiger Woods miss it.
Well, I mean, come on. That's a different
when
level.
When have you golfed with a good golfer, like a really good golfer, you know, like a buddy of yours, and he missed the ball? I've never seen that, ever.
Ballsy, what I'm trying to do, do you understand what I'm trying
You're
to do?
You're a terrible
here?
Golfer, and now, have you ever missed the ball?
I'm not a terrible golfer.
You've hit it into a bathroom.
I'm not a terrible
really?
Golfer.
Really? You're not a terrible golfer.
Better
not
than you.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're a good golfer.
No,
you're
I'm,
a terrible
I'm,
golfer.
I'm a 90 to 100 golfer.
So you're
on
a terrible golfer.
That's not terrible.
Really? 90 to 100 is not good. Or it's good.
No, it's not good, but it's not 120. Like, you're going to be 180. You're probably getting 90
on
9.
You're going to be 180?
Well, you're telling me you're not going to get 10 on every hole.
You're
going to take a gentleman's 10 on
every
hole.
No, I won't. No. I'm good from, like, the tee box is shaky. Mm. I'm so with the green, like with the irons. Yeah. When I get to the green, because of my mini golf background, I will putting for dough all show.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's Chad and Ballsy, joined by Saskatchewanian and former St. Louis Blue Kelly Chase. How are you feeling about the Blues' chances tonight?
I feel good about them on the road. And you want to talk about a team that's been resilient? This team all year has been so resilient. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm anxious. I wish I was playing in it, but I am confident that the guys will bring the cup back home to St. Louis.
What's it like to play in a game seven? Like, how much more of a different kind of animal is it than the first six games?
Well, I've never played in a game seven, obviously in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I've played in plenty of game sevens and other, you know, in other leagues, levels, whatever it may be. And I know we won a game seven and we won a game six in overtime and won a game seven. We won the minor league championship. And I can tell you that the only place that a player is really comfortable is in that 200 by 85 area on the ice. And so, you know, for us, we just want to get started. It's the time between the games that wears you out, really. I gotta tell you, you know, you want to get out there and just play the game. People ask, well, in overtime, is there, you know, were you nervous or whatever? And I'm like, not really, because you're just playing. You're just, you have a different mindset. I think guys that don't do well in front of the media, where's the most common place or the place that they are most comfortable? It's on the ice.
Kelly Chase joining us. What would it mean to the city of St. Louis if they won tonight?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's been compared to almost like the Cubs or the Indians. I've never seen anything like what I watched the other night out on the street. Like, they cut the watch party off at 50,000. So St. Louis got a little bit of a stain from, like, I think that the Ferguson deal that we had gone through in St. Louis was the most poorly reported probably thing I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, it made it look like our town was a bunch of thugs that were burning the town down. And that's not what St. Louis is about. It's a great community with great people that care about one another and care about doing the right thing. You know, Stan Kroenke took the Rams from a city that couldn't support it. I mean, this city supported NFL football like no other city, but he did it out of a loophole to try and get more money on a real estate grab, and it put a stain on the city. So here 23 hockey players have given everybody the opportunity in the city to feel good about it, and they've got a chance to showcase it now. The NHL come into St. Louis, and to a guy, they'll tell you, we had no idea this was such a great city. But being there for the last few weeks and been able to be there in the playoffs for such a long time, a lot of these media outlets are having a completely different perspective on the city. And to me, that's what it's about. The people deserve it. The city deserves it. They've been loyal fans for 52 years. And for them to finally win it would be enormous. It would just be the monkey off the back. You know, they sort of slay the dragon of all of the demons that they have of being, you know, the team that hasn't won one yet. And I think that's important to the city as well.
Okay, Kelly Chase, last question. You walk into the St. Louis Blues locker room in Boston. A guy who played 458 games in the National Hockey League, blood, sweat, and tears, from Saskatchewan, Prairie Kid, never played in a Stanley Cup game. What are you going to tell the St. Louis Blues?
I'd say, listen, you worked your entire life off to write a book, and you're on the very last chapter. Now, how you want this chapter rewritten? You want this chapter to be the one that talks about the glory and about how we overcome the obstacles that no one thought we could overcome? Or do you want it to be that one? It says it's all of a sudden a horror story at the end in the last chapter, and the villain doesn't die. You can write the story and have an impact on the rest of your life. Might as well do it right now.
Thanks, Kelly Chase. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate your time.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Trying out this new Jim the Brick House on Dudney.
Right.
Justin and Chantel and the gang. Really good. It's really modern equipment. People serious about their fitness there, so I like it. It's on three levels. You can go check it out on Dudney there. Mm-hmm. But they say people won't join a gym now until they're in better shape. 62% of people who were asked said they worked out to prepare for a gym membership.
That's stupid.
45% of people admit it's because they were too embarrassed to show up to the gym because they're out of shape.
No, you should not be.
No, that's
ever.
Why you go to the gym.
Yeah, you go to get less fat. And honestly, if you're the type of person that goes to the gym and judges people because they're overweight, give me a break. That's why they are there. Guess what? If you're buff and ripped, you're done. Okay? Yeah. Take a break.
Yeah, and you've already started. You've already, like, they're trying to be you. That you should look at that as flattery, not cutting you down.
I don't
down.
Know if they're trying to be
well,
you,
they're trying to get in shape.
They're trying to get into shape. Yeah. And that's where it starts. It's like saying, it's like if you were at a dentist office and you saw somebody with bad teeth and you were like, ugh.
Yeah, but you can't tell
they're
me.
They're there to get them.
You can't tell me. I know you're never going to be that person. In some cases, some people, they achieve their physique in certain ways, if you know what I mean. Mm. But you can't tell me that when you don't go to a gym, you don't look at somebody and you're not envious of their body and you're going to work a little extra harder to try to strive to be like them. I'm like that. I see like a couple people in the gym. I know I'm never going to be like that. I'm already half done my life, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep working out. Like I do. I use other people in the gym as motivation for myself.
I would say, okay, there are certain people, but it's not the people you'd think. Like when I see like when I go to the gym and I see the guys that are jacked, those aren't the people I want to be.
No.
I never want to be that. That's not something I ever want. I don't want that look. Like that's not something. I admire the people who I can see really doing, like not the people that I see, you know, benching 350.
Yeah.
It's the people that I see that are actually working hard, look like they're in reasonable shape.
I know
shape.
What you mean, because there's a guy at the gym called, his name's Dave. I'll use just his first name, Dave. Mm-hmm. He's fought cancer. He's fighting it for the second time.
Right.
And he's winning. He's a 60-year-old dude. He's not huge, but he's lean. He's in good shape. And I'm like, you know, if I could be like that when I'm 60, that's what makes me do it.
When I ran the half marathon and I was passed by a 70-year-old man.
that didn't motivate
that's
you.
When I went, that's me. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got some work to do.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Check us out at thewolfrocks.com. And you can, of course, download that free app. Take us with you wherever you go this summer.
Everybody's still talking about Bieber challenging Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. But now, of course, in the age of social media, we take things to the next level. So the age difference there is 31 years.
31.
So okay. people are going now and challenging, random people are challenging people, the celebrities that are 31 years older than them to fight. Okay. So some lady challenged 72-year-old Sally Field to a fight. Mm-hmm. Another guy dared 66-year-old Jeff Goldblum to a fight.
So hold on. I could fight Jeff Goldblum. That's mine.
No, I got a couple for you, actually. Okay. I picked out a couple for you. Right. Liam Neeson, somebody challenged Liam Neeson, too. You could fight him because it was a 36-year-old. Now, okay. I
wouldn't fight Liam Neeson. That's silly.
I've picked two for myself.
A particular set of skills.
I've picked two for myself. David Crosby. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He's 77.
And he's like 5'3".
I'd probably win.
A life of drugs.
And Wayne Newton's the other one. Beat down. I might do a handicap.
I'd fight Wayne Newton.
I'd do a handicap match. Me against Wayne Newton and David Crosby.
Both of them.
Yeah. So here.
Thing about Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
I think I'd like punching him. Although you're punching a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Now I'm going to go three. There's three for you. There's three because you got a better crop. Yours are. See, I'll beat these 77-year-old guys. Yours are a little
mine
bit
are
closer.
Good fights.
Yours are good fights. Okay. Now, your honorable mention.
Yeah.
Because you dress like him, Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots. That's your honorable mention.
I'd fight him.
Okay, these two.
He might be scrappy, though, because I bet you he's in the gym every now and then.
Oh, he's in the gym all the time.
Okay.
But he's more a cardio guy. Okay, these two. Still. These two, I'm really. If I did a handicap match, you have to do a handicap match. Okay. Mine's Wayne Newton and David Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
You, my friend, will go to the. Mine will be the undercard. Yours is the.
Main event.
Main event. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Chad enters the octagon.
Sure.
And he will fight Mr. T and Steven Seagal.
No, I won't. No, I won't, sir.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy, I'm calling this one Cricket Crunchers versus Birkenstocks.
Hey, what's his name is mad? Wall's son's mad.
Yeah, Coulter Wall. He's performing at Folk Fest.
Yeah.
That's on at the same time Garth Brooks is performing. At Mosaic Stadium. And Coulter Wall tweeted this. Now, I can't say it word for word, but says, I won't get too heated about Garth Brooks, but I will say the city of Regina is blatantly effing over Folk Fest this year by having him play during the same weekend. Pretty damn disrespectful. I mean, that's his personal opinion. I understand there's impact on him, and there's going to be impact on Folk Fest financially. Although a lot of the tickets are probably already sold for it. And I'm thinking a lot of the Folk Fest crowd probably not really into Garth. They tend to follow independent artists.
Yeah.
Garth, not necessarily the most independent artist.
It certainly will take some of the shine away, though. There's no doubt about it. But here's the thing, though. It's unfortunate that it's like this. And here's the problem when we're in a city of 200,000, okay? Like in Edmonton, Toronto, Vancouver, whatever, you can have a Blue Jays game and a Raptors game and a concert, and there's enough people to go to all these events and enough dollars to go around.
Yeah.
The problem is you don't have that here in Regina because we're a small base with our bedroom communities, maybe a little bit bigger. And we got this stadium for a reason, and Garth Brooks is already got his plan set for a big tour, so he's not going to say, well, guess what? The folk... You know, if there's one guy, if he could, that would change the date, it would be Garth Brooks.
I know. It's pretty... Yeah, okay.
I think
his
he would.
His public persona says
Well, his public persona... Sure. Okay, from what I know of him, he would, but he can't. He can't.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman, and they got to...
Listen, it takes 6 days to set this stage up.
Yeah.
So, it is limited as to when they can have a Garth Brooks show here. Now... That also being said, I will say the city needs to watch what they're doing here because shutting down that NFL preseason game and this thing at the same time, they're stepping on a lot of toes. So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just when it comes to booking that stadium.
Yeah. But honestly, I know what you're saying, but you can't please everybody. And you did miss out on the NFL game.
That was a blatant blow up. Missed it.
Okay, so for whoever
and I'm still mad about. That.
You're right, and whoever you place the blame on, fine, you're right. But if Garth Brooks people come to you and say, "Listen, we're doing a stadium tour.
No, I don't.
We want the first one to be in Canada, and it's got to be in these dates." I'm sorry if I'm running the city. Sorry, Folk Fest. Garth Brooks wins every time.
But I wonder what Coulter Wall would say if all of a sudden Garth Brooks called him up and said, "Fine, open for me." I wonder what would he change his tune?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So Father's Day is this Sunday. Yes, Father's Day is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget about that, people.
Sure.
Apparently, after all these years, all the neglect, fathers really have lowered their expectations for what they want this year, okay? Because, let's face it, mom gets all the gifts, dad's kind of an afterthought. That's how it is.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it is. So, here's what dad wants. We've lowered our expectations. What do you want, by the way? You're a father. What do you want, really, for Father's Day?
You know what? Like a good book and a day.
Yeah.
The day.
I like the Howard Stern book.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Okay.
I was going to buy it for myself, but you and I were talking about it.
I think I got that.
Anyway, what they say most dads want is a phone call from their kids if they're not living with them.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not a gift. Yeah. I don't understand how that's a gift.
Well, God, but the thing is,
they should be calling you every now and then anyway.
Hey, I'm in a situation now where I get my kids every other week.
Yeah.
And my son's a lot better getting in contact with me than my daughter. So a phone call is something that would be good. A big steak is the number two thing. A nice big steak. Somebody to make you a meal.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with something that used to
but
have a name.
Are you really going to let your kid control your grill?
No. God, no.
So,
my Father's Day gift to me is me cooking.
Some peace and quiet is number three.
Yeah, just
and
something.
And I think you could probably appreciate that now, being that you have a young one in the house, even though you'll be probably feeding him spaghetti.
Yeah, but it's not fair because I couldn't give Callie the day off for Mother's Day because, feedings
but
and
she's,
stuff.
Yeah, she's feeding. See, because I can appreciate the some peace and quiet because I'm the guy that back in the day, when they were like 4 and 6, I'd go to the bathroom and lay down on the floor.
Say this. My sessions have become longer. Yeah.
Okay, you like this. How about watching a baseball game with family? You've got the package now.
I do, yeah. And Callie's getting into baseball, but still, I get the impression I'm the only one enjoying it. So.
Number five for dads, what they want this year is a few beers. So I know you're set up at your house. Mm-hmm. So a good combination, I think, for you would be a steak with a couple beers and the ball game on the deck.
Yeah.
That would be your perfect Father's Day for you.
Cash, that's a nice day.
Cash kind of plan it. For me?
It's a good day.
Yeah, you know what? I think just a nice little meal and... maybe going to Mosaic Stadium and watching Game 7 of the NBA Final.
Yeah, 24 and sunny for Father's Day is what they're saying.
So there you go. Because that's what's going to happen. There'll be Game 7. Mm-hmm. Mosaic Stadium. We'll be watching the Raptors game. That's what's going
to
happen.
It's a good day for me to walk around in my dad shorts.
Those blue ones you bought?
Oh, yeah. My blue dad shorts walking around complaining about the weather, and now there's no rain, and oh, yeah. Making weird mouth noises like every dad does. When you get down in the chair, you grunt. Oh, when you get out.
Yeah. Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Team USA, the women's soccer team, is taking a lot of heat for celebrating goals. And it's not just goals. It's goals 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah, it's a record.
Yeah, so they got 13 goals in a soccer game, which mm-hmm. is crazy. Mm-hmm. Who are they playing?
Thailand, 34th ranked Thailand.
And they had zero.
Yeah, 13 nothing. Biggest margin of victory in tournament history.
Right, but the Americans were really celebrating after every goal.
Especially the ninth goal was ridiculous.
So what are we thinking on this? Like, 936-WOLF, the phone lines are open if you want to call or text us, courtesy of Jump.ca, your Sastel authorized dealer. But I know people vary in opinions on this. They're swinging back and forth. Would we be that offended if it weren't the Americans? I feel that's why people are a little upset here.
Maybe. Maybe.
Because, you know what I mean?
I just think that you just don't do that. After a certain... Like, you want to celebrate when it's 3-0 or 4-0. And it is the World Cup, and it happens once every 4 years. I get it. But once it's 9-0 and you know they have no chance of beating you, why are you doing a helicopter celebration and kicking your leg in the air? I do want to say this. Do we need every team in the World Cup? Like, do we need Thailand? Do we need Belarus? Like, I'm not talking soccer here. Like, for women's hockey... It's only four teams that really do anything in women's hockey, and the rest is a bloat, and it's not even watchable. Why do we have, even in men, I'm not just saying women, even in men, why do we have some of these teams?
It's a, if we went by that rule, Canada wouldn't have a soccer team.
I don't
team.
Care. That's the worst part about our world today. Everybody wins.
but
in sports, everybody yeah. wins. No, pass everybody. Nobody's a failure. No, you're a
some
failure.
Some people are saying, oh, poor Thailand on this one. I don't agree with that. It's like, listen, if you don't want them celebrating goals, maybe you stop a couple. Like, you are on the world's biggest stage.
Listen.
So I just want to say flat out, I am not against them celebrating. I don't think anything that they did was wrong, and I think people need to get over it. They are literally playing in the biggest tournament there is in soccer in the world, and they are scoring 13 goals in a game. Like I said, you got a problem with it? Stop the goals.
Well, but here's the thing. I don't think they should be celebrating. It's ridiculous.
Why not?
But at the end of the day, well, to a certain point, but not when it's... Listen, if I was... I can't swim, okay? I'm Thailand. They throw me in the pool with Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps is going to kick my ass. Mm-hmm. He better not... He's going to look like a goofball if he celebrates at the end because he beat Michael Ball. Michael Ball shouldn't be in a pool with Michael Phelps. Thailand shouldn't be on a soccer pitch with the States. I don't care. Oh, everybody gets to play. Let's grow the game. That doesn't grow the game.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.